started sobbing in the shower one day because I was so excited that I came across all you guys.
You had found the gold on the planet, the Harry Potter dream. You'd found the magical place that every
kid dreams
for.
Yeah, and it was my mom and I together that discovered both of you, only we didn't know that the other one had found.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, she found Carolyn, she found Carolyn, but I didn't know about Dr. Dean yet, and then I found Dr. Dean, but neither one of us knew, and then she said, oh, have you heard about this guy, Bob Dobbs, and so I started reading about you, and started reading all the, like, some of the Marshall McLuhan stuff, and I said,
yeah.
Mom, did you know that he is Dr. Carolyn's husband? And she said, no, I didn't know that. So anyway, it was just kind of this synchronous thing. And,
yeah. And, but she knew me before you. She knew me. She tells you, hey, do you know Bob? So she did prompt you. You didn't find me on your own. She prompted you to look into me.
Well, yeah, that's probably actually a more accurate statement.
Right. And
yeah.
So, but then you found out that she had noticed. Why did she know about me? Was I connected to Carolyn?
Yeah. She didn't. She saw you on, I forget where she saw your picture on an ad somewhere. Maybe it was for RNA, but she didn't know who you were or anything.
But she didn't know I was connected to Carolyn, right?
Yeah.
And you found that out.
In the ocean and on the beach.
Yeah, my head in the ocean. My head.
Yeah.
I'm in 1 inch of water in that picture.
Yeah.
Of water. I'm grounded on the sand, you know, beast on the sand, but the swirling little foam makes it look like I could be in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. And she couldn't believe that you were the age that it was saying you were, so.
Yeah, that unfortunately is the average reaction to that, you know.
Right.
That shows you're human.
So and, then, a couple days,
but wait a minute,
few days
now,
later.
Jessica, we must acknowledge Sarah. Let's see if Sarah has a comment about
Okay,
this.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. I can't tell you my dreams.
I know. Those are. Is that right?
I don't.
Is that right? That's good, Sarah. That's very nice.
No, I've had a lot of dreams.
With me or Carolyn?
All of you.
Wow. And you
people.
Can't discuss
this,
them.
You're my new village.
Wow.
Now, have they come true, Sarah?
Yes. Well, you know, sometimes I just see stuff during the day. And, you know, I always pictured Bob whenever I was listening to Payday. I always pictured Bob with no clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
And, like he walks around nude or something. And he did post a picture long ago without
with nothing
shirt
on. With no shirt
right.
on, which it was close. It could be. You could have had it right. You know,
yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
You're
but
right
I'll tell
track.
You, I do not, I do wear a short pants, and that's all I wear.
Okay.
Because it's not comfortable. It gets
no, they're
sticky.
They're not short pants. They're a bloody bathing suit.
Yes. They're the old bathing suit. They get retired from being a bathing suit, and they get to grace me on dry land and fold, you know, embrace my genitals and have the comfort of being here. They've gone up to management. They've been promoted to management.
When you have to wear more clothes, if it's colder, do you like to wear khaki pants?
No, I don't wear pants. I just put a shirt on.
Oh.
No, I put a shirt over my shoulder. That's all I do. It doesn't get cold here.
No, but in the past, when you have been in colder weather.
Oh, I don't wear khaki, but I wear my socks over them. That disgusting 19th century habit of having breeches of look. You know about that? I wear socks over my, I fold in the cuffs at the bottom, you know, like someone would ride a bike.
Right.
And then, you know, fold the socks over temporarily on the bike while I was seen walking around Toronto for 12 or 13 years with my socks rolled up.
Oh, like the dance video where you have the
socks? The dance video. That's what I do in Canada. It's so cold, I got to wear my socks up.
Okay, I thought that was just a dance costume, but that's...
No, that's me, and it is more shocking to Torontonians for 10 years than somebody walking down the street with no clothes on. And I used to walk through the subways, and you know, doors are, it's idling, the subway, and I'd walk through, and you know, they're sitting there waiting, and they'd see me, So they'd see me, and then I'd walk along, and the view would be blocked, and then the next door, I could look back, and when I'd look back, I'd point at them, because they'd be giggling over my socks by that point.
And in the meantime, people with punk hair, a foot
yeah.
high, pink hair, rings all over every body orifice.
Nobody
paid attention. Bob's socks rolled up, tucked in,
yeah.
and he was the phenomenon.
Everybody had that is weird. They're all going, what? Look at that weird guy with his socks rolled up. And they often are giggling and laughing, and I turn around and I say something to them. Do you see what I mean? You get
Are they Argyle socks?
No, the cheap socks. I don't know. I'm not a very good consumer. The basic socks, the simplest socks you could get.
Well, then it would have definitely not been you that I saw at Whole Foods, but I actually asked the person if it was you.
And what did he say?
I said, have you heard of Bob Dobbs or Bob Dobbs Never? And he said, no. And I said, oh, you look a lot like him. And he said, no. And he said, he must be another really good-looking fellow. And he got into his Cadillac. It was like a really, really, really fancy Cadillac.
Would that be a new Cadillac or an old one?
A new one.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he was like in his 50s or 40s or 60s or 70s, 80s, 90s?
I would say he was in his early 50s.
Right.
He's the early 50s.
I just Matt, our new interactive beauty?
Yes.
Yes, because the picture of me and Carolyn together, that's taken by Brendan in January 2012. And that was a picture that made everybody say, geez, Bob's looking younger. The RNA drops are working. Where I think I look younger in the beach shot.
Oh, I wanted to tell you something, Bob and Carolyn.
Now, Carolyn has gone to the beach.
Oh, I wanted to tell
you. No. She's here, but she's outside. She's fixing the plants.
I cut my finger. I just finished my sample bottle of RNA drops, and I almost cut my whole finger off, and I had to go into the emergency and get about 9 stitches, and they said I was lucky I didn't cut the whole thing off, and I put RNA drops on it, and that was 3 weeks ago. I should have taken pictures to document and send
yes.
you, but it's almost entirely healed now.
Oh, damn.
Excellent.
Hey,
yeah.
Carolyn.
What?
I bent over and shut off my phone, so I need to have you repeat. You what did you say? You what?
I put the RNA drops on my finger when I almost cut it off, and now
yeah.
3 weeks later, it's almost entirely healed up.
Wow.
And the people that were checking up on it were amazed that it has healed this fast.
Yeah.
Well, we've heard that story many times, but it's good that you got the drop so that you don't get harassed for a long time with the wound.
And now it looks like I have an eye on it that's watching me.
Right. Now, why did you almost cut it off?
An eye on.
Why did you almost cut it off?
She wanted validation that the RNA drops would help her.
Yeah,
it was my contrast, my contrast experience.
Right. Excellent, but you're dominating. We need to have Sarah. Though Sarah's going to be on forever, so she probably doesn't have to say much, right, Sarah?
Right, yeah. I want to talk about Sheila Watson sometime soon.
Ooh,
and,
see that? Boy, that talk about, you're as good as Sasha, man. You know how to get to my innards. None of the people out there know who Sheila Watson is. Oh, I want to talk about Sheila Watson. Like Jessica, you don't know who Sheila Watson is, do you?
Kathy, do you
know? I do.
Kathy doesn't know who Sheila Watson is.
That's right, but I think Madeline, was that you, Madeline?
Nope.
Oh, Sarah does. The other Sarah does.
Ah.
Oh, that's right. Both Sarahs know Sheila Watson.
We'll
right.
have a double tag team Sarah.
Yeah, there it is. Was it that, Courtney?
Yeah, Courtney. How are you?
Yes. Hi, Sarah. And
hi.
I don't know if Wendy's on. Tuesday night is our school class night.
Yeah, we heard about it. We heard about it.
Yeah, but
Wendy invited Ion too.
I know. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. You know, Sarah, that Ion came back today, and I yelled at him, and he went away. He may never come back again.
That's not true.
Look at Sarah saying, that's not true. Sarah can't.
Bob,
this will
you
make
don't
Sarah
scare me
go,
anymore.
I know.
Bob, you don't scare me anymore. Not
yeah,
anymore.
You had to say it. I do scare you because you said, that's not true. If I wasn't scaring you, you wouldn't even comment on the useless remark.
Okay.
Still insecure, Sarah. You're still, because you know if Ion doesn't come back, Sarah will retreat. She will go nuts like the actress in Homeland. She will start babbling and
are rotting. You giving things away?
No. What do you mean, about Homeland? Mm. No, she's like that all the way through the series.
All right. She started off on meds.
Yeah, she needs meds, and it's always a tension as things get bad. She starts head wiggling and teeth grinding and stuff.
God.
Have you guys?
Sound familiar.
Hey, Carolyn, I cut my toe the other day, and the blood was like a little pile on the floor instead of being like a pool. Is that fun? That's
now,
good,
Sarah,
isn't it?
You drama queen.
Yeah,
every
good.
Fucking time.
It's already
time,
healed,
Sarah,
too.
Yeah, every time Sarah comes on, every time she's got something that dramatic that happened to her.
You know that Sarah has not had a chemical body that she feels and recognizes for 20 years.
Okay.
So she's allowed to tell us about her chemical body.
Are you giving away patient confidential information?
No, Sarah.
No, I totally said that. Yeah.
And so she can feel it. So
now she's excited about cutting herself and having weird things.
Yeah, I used to cut myself and go, why don't I feel anything? I mean, on purpose. And now I accidentally do it. I go, ow, and I go, oh, my gosh, I have a toe. Yay.
Which is exactly what Ion says is the point of contrast. So you know you have a toe.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing the caveman level. You stub your toe to know that you have a toe.
Mm-hmm.
That's the early thing. And of course, you know, Jessica, don't feel isolated. You can jump in, and the others, and Courtney can.
Okay.
So, Bob, why are you sitting there clutching your Evergreens notes?
They're out of order. I've got them put them back in order.
Oh, you flung
them
about?
They got blown, in the confusion of the last 12 hours. They're all over the place. So
do either of the Sarahs have a twin sister?
I don't know, but I have doppelgangers all over the place. I do.
Look at Sarah. She's always. That's the main line you get from Sarah. I do too. I do too. I've heard that.
Sympathetic, sympathetic undertone. I do too.
Yeah, I do.
And I sympathize. I feel you.
Yeah.
Bob the X-ray.
The Bob with the memory.
That's why I'm here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Both the Sarahs university educated?
No, the one who meets with the president is upper class, well, upper middle class or middle class, and the Sarah is ghetto trash. That's you have to recognize. There's two spectrums.
School of Hard Knocks, public library.
What?
It must be hippie mush then.
I don't know why. Well, Portland's a mushy, hippie paradise, so you probably are mush.
Well, Sarah goes to university.
Mm.
Oh, only as a welfare thing. They force her. They say, well, let's go for free. It's only out of sheer pity.
No, they pay her to go.
No, and they do pay me to go, and I get scholarships. I just write essays, and I write things about how I've lived and then life experience.
Yeah, the trashy life you've lived.
No, life experience essays.
How are you able to do that?
What?
How are you able to
do what? Someone actually, look at Sarah. Sarah goes, what? Someone actually fucking responded to you, Sarah.
What?
You solipsistic asshole. And she goes, what? Someone actually responded to me? Go ahead, Jessica.
How are you able to do the university thing? Because I'm 36 and I kept trying to go and I just couldn't.
I don't know.
I pulled out. I have forever, three terms left, and I just can't for whatever. Every time I try to go, I get diarrhea or I start throwing up.
Well,
are
you going online or are you going to a brick-and-mortar school?
No, I was going to a brick-and-mortar school.
well, that might be a big complication, maybe. You have to check that out. And then also, maybe you're not studying what you really want to. You're looking at it as getting through it.
Oh, I've studied everything.
Okay, well, then I don't know. I mean, I would say maybe try going online, because that's been awesome for me.
How about this, Sarah? Jessica knows that one has never finished learning, and it's an insult to her to get a certificate of finishment.
That's
she knows
good.
It's ever forever. Isn't that good, Sarah?
Go to the Dobbstown website.
Universities are overrated.
Yeah.
University education.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
We are the real university, Jessica.
Yeah, Jill, I tell people sometimes, like my mom says, what are you doing? Why can't you talk on the phone? And I said, I'm taking a graduate course.
Right. We're going to the real school.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't tell her it's listening to us?
No. No.
Why not?
Because it's my, I don't know, it would take too long and she would get it.
In other words, she doesn't know about me. She only knows about Carolyn. Your mother.
No, this is Sarah Courtney. My mother is 2,000 miles away from me, and she's 88
years old. Oh, yeah, I see. I thought it was Jessica talking. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you can't tell your mother. So you say you're taking graduate course. That's great.
Yeah, it is. It's like a graduate course.
It is. And I did an outstanding lecture, I guess you'd call it, yesterday afternoon. I knew it was fantastic, and
the Ike and Zappa thing?
No, that was great in its own. That was Bob behind the scenes. No, it's in the middle of the day. Ginny and Madeline and I were discussing the hidden ground of Iandom intellectually.
Oh, you know, that was really good. No, you were on with Katie Thomas talking about.
Yeah. And you better identify yourself. Somebody mix you up with Jay. So this is Sarah Courtney?
Yes.
Yeah. And what did you think of that?
That was really good. I didn't get to listen to all of it, so I had bits and pieces. But last night I fell asleep, but I was really wondering, you were reading from like a book to Ike, and I didn't know what you were reading from.
To Ike?
Yeah, is that his name? Zappa's band member?
Oh, Ike Willis, right. Oh, yes, I'm reading. I can send it to you. It is there's a Zappa fan site called Kill Ugly Radio, and they have everything Zappa did there, and, you know, interviews and everything. Well, this is a thing he wrote in 1990 about his big opera in Italy, and that's what I was reading, the outline of the opera.
Oh, okay. I thought it was some book you were writing about Zappa.
No, and it's awesome.
Because Ike didn't know about it.
Yeah, he didn't know. And then the second part is an ad that Zappa wrote that he wanted the Warner Brothers to distribute. And the content of the ad was an interview with an anonymous Warner Brothers executive. And most people think the executive really did ask those questions, but no, it was all made up by Frank. And that was the second thing that Ike didn't know. But that is one of my proudest moments. There I am talking, as Janet said, I proved I was expert of Zappa experts, because I've got the main musician for the last 10 years of Zappa's wife, of Zappa's life, and we're talking about the work of Zappa, and I'm explaining what the music in the project was about that he didn't know.
I know, it was great.
He was one of the artists.
Time was...
Wait a minute, Sarah Courtney, what did he say? It was what?
I said he was one of the artists, so you were explaining to the artist what his own artwork meant, essentially? That's great.
And Courtney, did you get that?
Well, as you were going along, he was getting more and more into it.
Yeah, he's going, oh, my. He kept repeating himself, oh, wow. Yeah. Even he realized that he had to change the tone. It was getting too repetitive. But and he managed to keep it going and make it different.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
that was good.
No, that's amazing. And it's so good. And Ike, when I was talking to him, I said, well, because we have this other thing to use it for. And I said, shall I release it? He said, no. I'm thinking he didn't want to release it. It's a bit embarrassing for him. Wouldn't you say? It is odd. First of all, I'm a white boy making a black guy understand something that the black guy didn't know about, right?
You're like Weird Al Yankovic song, white and nerdy.
That's right, right. But I'm not nerdy. I'm a jock also. I'm quadriplegic. I cover all possible postures depending on who I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm thinking Ike didn't want to release it, but it's so fantastic. It'll stun the Zappa world. It'll make me the expert of all experts because I'm explaining Zappa to Ike.
I know. I enjoyed it. I mean, I don't know if he would be offended or not, but...
I just wondered why he didn't want to release it yet. And, I respected that up to a point. I suddenly said, no, this is my Bob archive. That's one of my best moments. It has to be in the archive, so I broadcast it, and he'll never know.
Yeah.
For a while.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. Perfect timing there. That was perfect timing.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? That's what you're saying good about?
Yes, yeah. I know. I loved it. Everything, and listening to Evan, I got up early this morning, and so I turned on the computer, and Evan, I think, was on this morning. I don't know, I'm losing track of days, but...
No, she was. We were doing the Kennedy stuff,
everybody was like,
No one
said anything about China having a civil war. No one ever said anything about that. What was that about?
Is that happening now?
No, that was in the Evergreens recording that Evan
That's right.
discussed.
Yes, it was talking about China, right. What's her name? Evan was thrown by the Farrakhan, by the O.J. Simpson thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's where the tribal thing came up.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know if
her voice changed, too. It got
she became tribal. And, that's the conspiracy down in L.A. They will not accept that he wasn't set up. You know, he was set up. So she's saying that Bill even took this thing. The details were wrong according to newsprints or newspapers that they stood here rather than there. But the Evergreens are saying where they stood, and it's different. But why not believe the Evergreens? Because they're not distorted by the political manipulation that went on.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I was surprised at her reaction.
Yeah. No, she is... That actually was, it was a mild ultimate. We exposed Evan. He became the serious fascist underneath that she really is. And only I know
I love her. She's really good.
She's the most lovable fascist. And she doesn't even know she's a fascist. But it came out this morning, last night, over OJ.
Soothing voice. It's a calming, soothing voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she really getting her law degree?
She's doing something. She cut back in her radio world, kind of gave up on it, so she only does an hour and a half. And she has done, she's a graduate in film school 20 years ago, but she says, I've got to get something going that is viable and then people will listen to me more or something like that. So she's taking law courses, but I don't know what it is, where it leads. I don't think she's in law school, but maybe she is. I don't know.
She's a great speaker. She should just get on the speaker circuit or something.
Yeah, yeah. But she's been damaged by me. See, once you get the Bob virus, nothing
else. I thought of that. You're going to go on her show, and it's going to be an explosion, and I hope she's going to be okay.
Right, no, but in general, the Bob virus is, someone else was saying, are you still there, Jessica?
I am here.
I think Jessica said it. I'm not sure. Somebody said, you get involved with us, then everything else pales. But you're not here in Maui, so you're caught in limbo. So you wander around like a dead ghost wherever you are, and nothing works. So you got to keep listening.
I told you I started sobbing in the shower when I discovered you.
Yes, you started sobbing. Oh, did your voice? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so now you're dead, Jessica.
Earphones on at night, even though I fall asleep and I don't even know what you're talking about. I just want to Ions and Dr. Carolyn's voice and all of that. So it's just like a pacifier or something.
It's a pacifier, security blanket. That's right, exactly. I know.
Yeah.
I mean, we are the perfect people. We are the perfect people.
Carolyn's voice and everybody
Ooh.
That comes on, Wendy and Allison.
What about Ion thinking about answering and just,
Yeah.
It's so great. I'm just like, oh, a little bit. And I forget what I was going to say or anything. That was
great.
Yeah,
I wonder if...
You know what it is? You're important. This is a perfect thing to say today after 4 days. This is the next level to discuss. The perfection of the music of our combination, our band. It's a musical experience. It's past dead music. It's past the bullshit Andro meme. It is perfect voices in a perfect environment with a perfect resonant ion. That's what you're responding to.
Dave Neufeld, he lived up. He's been awesome.
Dave Neufeld is what, awesome?
I said he lived up to it. He's been awesome. Yeah, he's been great. Posting everywhere, talking,
Dave,
interacting.
Dave has a great voice, too. He talks so fast, I wish I could talk that fast.
Yeah, and he gets that little girly giggly when he gets stoned.
That's what I kept thinking today. I'm like, ew, why does he have such a creepy laugh?
That's right. Well, when he's stoned, he gets tighter and tighter, and it's an odd thing. You have to realize that he had a session with the Evergreens, and if the Evergreens tell the truth, this happened to him. He was killed in a concentration camp as a Jew in a previous life, you know, just a few years ago. So there's this huge tension in him from that period. He's on a revenge trip. And Dave has led a quite antisocial life in some ways, even though, you know, he functions society, entertains everybody. He was a DJ for years and weddings and all that, but they don't know he's this fucked, very pissed off person because he got killed in the previous life in the Jewish camp, you know, in Auschwitz. So I see when he laughs, when he gets giggly and silly and odd, that's that psyche coming through. What you do is you go to Bob's timeline and listen to the 3.5 hour interview. 3.5 hour interview I do with Dave in October 2007, around his birthday. It's this guy is the Zappa of our time, very influential in the music industry and create a whole sound in Canadian pop culture. But how did it happen? And we analyze him and figure out what it was when he was young that made him be the kind of producer he is. If you like Dave, you want to hear that interview.
I wrote it down.
No, I did it in his studio. I was staying there. October, 18th. 2007 on the timeline.
Okay. I wrote it down so I can look it up.
So yeah, Dave didn't know. This is before we moved to Maui. I visited him before I moved to Maui. I visited the whole Atlantic region. A couple of phone messages were left there. And then he realized something new was happening because I was involved with JW. And JW-related phone messages were there. And he'd go, who the fuck are these people, Bob? I said, oh, this is the new contact we have. We're rebuilding the Secret Council 10. So he experienced those phone messages, which I shan't go into, but they were something new for him.
Sarah, are you on Bob's website, the fivebodied.com? Do you go on there to read about the five bodies?
Dukes
and
or
Sarah?
Go to
no, fivebody.com.
Oh, yeah. With the timeline and the chart.
Yeah, how do you get onto that, though? Because I try to go on, and when I try to go on, it says my name is already being used.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It works, but I don't know.
You can post on Fivebody?
No, nobody can post. It's shut down. You only see... You only see the long-time five bodies are allowed to post. And most of them don't post. They don't like Ion. They're from before Ion. And there's one guy, Body Logic, and we have an ongoing fight over Ion. That's all that's posted, just me and him. I'm posting all this Ion stuff, and he's posting stuff trying to refute it. And it's a no-activity site. What you want to go to...
Best place to read about and find out more about the five bodies?
Right, well, you should become a member of Dupes. That's where you can get the same stuff. And,
how do I do that? Because I tried to do that, and I had trouble doing that as well.
Well, you email. Well, it sounds like you're going in too independently. You email Ion at howionic.com and say you want to become a member. Then I put you through the paces.
Oh, okay. So I go to howionic, and I email Ion?
No, you just email Ion at howionic.com.
Oh, okay.
And then you get in dupes, you can read all the background. But you should be able to go to Five Body and just be able to look at things and read things. It should not be, but you screw, don't register at Five Body, just start using it.
Okay.
Yeah, and okay. There's another easy way to get there is at the very bottom of the page on Ion and Bob, Blogspot. There's there's Ionic links on the bottom, and it says Bob's timeline. And there you can listen to billions of hours of stuff on there.
Okay.
Of me. But I thought you were going to say, is there a link to Five Body? There is probably a link to Five Body among the links listed.
No, it's just How Ionic, Bob's timeline. And
right, you're just telling her how to get to the timeline. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, this just says Furry Lint. Yeah.
Okay, I'll explore that a little more.
And you want to talk to me? That's how you engage me, by listening to those things. They're way back there, 25 years ago.
Okay.
Right. So back to who? Which one? Sarah, Courtney, or Jessica?
I don't know. So, Bob, do you think that you're going to make it through the night?
No problem. I could go for another week easily. But there's no radio station that allow this to happen because there's programming, commercials, and all that. The only station that potentially could allow it to happen is Achieve Radio, and it can be done because the other programmers can afford to take a week off. But we can't keep going and interrupting their programming. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They nicely backed off this week. And let this, take a week off so I could do 6 or 7 days, whatever it's going to be. And it's also a strain on Bill. But I personally could go for probably 2 weeks without sleeping.
Have you done it before?
A couple of years ago, I went 5 days watching Lost and 24 and going to the beach. And that was my longest stretch. This will be a little longer, but it was easy because I just, want to freshen up. I just walk to the beach and dump in the ocean and come back and sit there and eat and watch TV. So it was not that hard.
Have you had any what some people sometimes describe as a kundalini movement?
I wouldn't know. I'm too happy, too blissed out. I don't even notice the RNA drops.
Well, because the reason, it sounds like when I first heard you and Ion talking, one of the reasons I connected was because in all the things you guys were talking about, what the RNA drops do, it sounded like exactly like what happened with me several years back when I had a spontaneous kundalini awakening. And
right, you wrote to me. You wrote that the other day to me. What was the name you used there, Catherine Test?
No. Well, I mean, my mom's name, Kathy, might have, it's K-A-T-H-I.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I put my name Jessica.
Okay, because did I respond?
No.
Okay, well, I haven't. It's been busy the last few days, but I did read that. I remember that, you telling me the story about what you just said.
Yeah, I think I just mentioned it briefly, but yeah, because when you have at least for me, though, when I had that happen, I was so blissed out all the time that I didn't want to do anything except just walk around the park, and I was walking, because I just was so blissed out and having clouds of butterflies come to me and that sort of thing. But so I thought, when I heard about the RNA drops, I was like, wow, that just sounds like kundalini. Maybe if I start take the RNA drops, then this time it'll help the kundalini, so to speak, anchor in me better, because
right.
I was kind of like almost like I could be one of those people, I don't know, just kind of cartoony, like I was kind of like I could
wandering around homeless.
No, not at all. I was just happy with everything that was happening, and I was manifesting, kind of attracting all these wonderful, wonderful things just seemingly out of the blue.
You would have been like a Teletubby.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I It's kind of like Eckhart Tolle, only I've never been flat. Like, do you know about Eckhart Tolle's experience?
Yeah.
It's really, really similar, how he was, like, on park benches and stuff all the time, camped out. But I was never flat. I was really super animated and engaged with people, and people were, like, it was wonderful, but I kind of had to come back down from it because I wasn't all the way here, and I needed to, like, I made a decision that I wanted to be fully here, so.
Right.
Balance instead of grounding?
Yeah, so I did a lot of walking around barefoot, and probably the reason I sound like a kid, though, is because even though I'm 36, I'm still a virgin.
Ooh. Ouch.
I think all of us.
Why ouch?
We've all become virgins again.
No, that's true.
It's like, because when I had the spontaneous thing happen in my bed at night, it was like, and I was going to, if I got to talk to Ion, I was going to say, is that really a spontaneous Kundalini experience? Because that's just what I, that's for lack of a better term. Or was it you coming, was Ion coming in? Because it was
right.
A massive,
gazillion
orgasms going off in my body simultaneously.
Play the Zappa song. I'm going in you again.
Yes, I've been in you.
Yeah. So it's like, as far as being a virgin, it's like I don't really think about missing sex in the terms maybe a lot of people might think, because I have sex all the time, like or orgasmic experiences like constantly.
Well, that's interesting. So you're saying that do you masturbate? You know, actually rub yourself.
I have in the past, but it's so unnecessary. It's like, it's almost like I have,
polymorphic. Is that,
yeah, you're like the old-fashioned saint. You're like the Saint Teresa, or whatever it was, the ecstasy of Saint Teresa.
Yeah. If I start talking about it, I can start to feel the energy moving through me again. Amen. It's like I have a,
you're a natural mystic. You're a natural mystic.
Steaming it up.
Right. And so you don't need the, physical rubbing. You have orgasms. Kundalini, and you've had them for a long time, so that you don't feel lonely about it.
Yeah, I've had them since I was really little.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I think many, many girls here would like to have had that in their resume.
It's really wonderful, but it doesn't mean that I wouldn't have an experience with the right person. It just,
right.
I'm not closed off to it. It just has never.
How come you never had a boyfriend?
Well, I've had like three guys ask me to marry them, like right off the bat. But
they don't. Nobody gets the opportunity to have sex with you.
No, I tried to. This one guy wanted to have sex with me, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to experience this. But then the bliss and the waves started going through me, and actually my whole body was heaving and waving, and it freaked him out.
Yeah, right.
Understand?
You mean once you started to get aroused?
He couldn't handle it.
When you started to get aroused, then the Kundalini kicked in, right?
Yeah. And so he just, I guess I have to be with somebody that's not afraid to ride my waves.
Well, yeah,
right, he got jealous.
I could take it.
It's pretty awesome, but it's kind of like when it happens, well, I guess the person has to be able to meet me there kind of thing.
No,
and he got
neat.
Really, really out.
It's a full-body massage kind of thing you're projecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so much
yeah, it's wonderful.
You see how these conversations, Sarah Courtney, just go into the unfucking predictable every day? It's amazing.
Callie's going to be sorry she hung up.
Oh, yeah. You're the real Callie. I mean, people would want to take your course.
No? Well, when I would come into work in the morning, and I actually worked with congenitally, birth defected children for a couple of years, and worked in a center for children, and I would come in, and the kids just loved my energy, like all the children on the feeding tubes and, you know, with all kinds of really, you know, what people would think are horrible things going on. They would just love it. I'd come in to get them dressed or change their clothes, and they would just love and start giggling and laughing, and they loved the energy.
Does your mother recognize this?
Yeah. But this other girl that I worked with, she is, one morning she says, "You look like you just had, like you just had sex or something." I said, "Oh, I was giggling with the universe."
What you said? I had, you said yes. I just was fucked by the universe. Is that what?
Yeah,
you said?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty.
She said screwing. That was cuter because it implies that she has a hand in it too. I didn't get fucked by the universe. She's screwing with the universe.
That's right. And I would go out on a limb and say that Sarah has that inclination, but got beat up by the ghetto scene.
Yeah, they recognized it just like those little children did, only they were children in adult male bodies.
They
were like, "Oh, yeah, great dude," you know, and they did the same thing, and I was there, I was chopped.
Guys it initially, but then when they get too close to me, then they tend to kind of freak out. I worked for a doctor for a while, and he was like, "Wow, ever since he came to work for me, he's a naturopath." He's like, "All my patients are having these miraculous healing experiences since you're working for me and you became my secretary." And but then he freaked out because he started doing adjustments and stuff on me and giving me, like, you know, remedies and I was like, one day I almost went in anaphylactic shock from one of his treatments, like a homeopath.
A backward treatment.
And then he got really freaked out because I don't know what happened, but he said he and his wife that I was affecting their marriage and that all these, like, weird kind of supernatural things, so to speak, were happening that he wouldn't tell me about it, but he ended up firing me.
Right. Well, I take it, see, these are the kind of girls that respond to me or get me. They're the oddball or whatever it is you are. And I think it's an honor that you are interested in me because you're different.
When I heard you, Bob, I thought, oh my gosh, I think he might be either my twin or I think maybe he could be my twin or my father or
my daddy.
You recognize that I was in ecstasy sort of like you.
Yeah. And you were going off and my mom was getting so annoyed and I was like, "Mom, that's how I was a few years ago." And as I like to let myself get like that. It's so fun and you feel so free.
Yeah. And I don't
I recognized you. It felt like
that's what it is. Now did you hear that, Sarah Courtney and everybody else? Some mystic recognized the vibe I was on. That's pretty good.
I see the divine spark in you. That's good. We're co-creating our experiences. We are creating this experience with each other.
Yeah, civilization.
We're reflecting.
Yeah, see, this is being recorded. You know, we can read about the Greeks and the homosexuality or whatever it is they did, but you just read about it, you can't hear it. People can hear our civilization in action, different every day, and this is an example.
Yeah.
Co-creating a new interpretation of Dobbstown right here.
Oh, man, I'm Job. Ugh.
You're Job?
I'm beginning to think I'm sounding like Job. I'm going to stop that.
Yes, right.
Because I do always have, like, some dramatic, crazy thing. But right. I think I'm done.
I think Jessica's setting an example for everybody of how to hang out with Bob.
She is remembering that part. That's good. Yeah. I remember that.
And Carolyn, and Ion, and JW.
You're awesome.
I don't know all the Marshall McLuhan lingo, but whenever I hear you talk about it, I feel like I already know it.
Well, that's because I'm good at it, and I make it look easy.
Well, there's no past, present, future either. So if you intend to know it or you will know it, then you do know it, so it will be familiar until you know it, you know?
It feels like you articulate what I already know but am not able to articulate or haven't.
Yeah, but you want to be able to articulate.
Yeah.
McLuhan's PhD, written in the late 30s, early 40s, said, the real tradition of wisdom is combined with eloquence. You're not truly wise if you can't engage social mortar and speech. You can be intuitive and mystical and psychic, but words are powerful, and you need to be able to speak them, and you have to be able to speak every idea that ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand every idea, because it controls you otherwise. It limits you.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's when
you don't use English.
That was an extremely important statement you made there, Bob.
Yes, Natalie? Thank you, Barbara. What do you think of these girls, Barbara? Pretty neat, eh?
Yeah, I just called in again. I mean, I was listening to Jesse, and last night when you were talking about the wave, the orgasmic wave that you have, like a spasm in your body, your whole entire body. Is that what I heard?
Right.
It's not a spasm. It's a wave.
But I mean, it's like kind of like a. I don't have a better word for it. But it's funny because the show Masters of Sex had a show just about that last night.
Why? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the woman is like that, the black-haired star, right? She's got that.
Yeah, but they found out, a lot of women do that.
No, don't. I'm behind, and I watch.
Okay, well, all right. But, no, but I'm just saying because Jesse
remember
said
Remember in the early episodes when her ex-husband came by, an incredible shot from above as he's eating her out, and she's there writhing, and she's so un-50s in her response. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, she's full body response. She's a unique woman, and the men are attracted to her. Even the scientist, what's his name, Masters, wants to get into her, you know, under the guise of being a scientist. But now you just implied that something happens to her. So, but don't say anything. But I got.
I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah, right. But yes, no, it's a good point. I recommend Masters of Sex. It's pretty interesting to watch. It's very irritating because the little manness is so strong there. You know what I mean? Everybody's so limited.
Where?
Right, Barbara?
Yeah, well, it was the 50s, so they're representing going on during that time.
Yeah. And it's interesting to see where we aren't at by looking at where we were.
Exactly. Jesse, how did you get turned on to Bob and Iandam?
Me?
Yeah. Like, how long have you been listening, or when did you...
My mom discovered Dr. Carolyn, and then I discovered Dr. Carolyn. We both did independently. Neither one of us knew that the other one had discovered her. And then Mom told me about this picture of this guy in the ocean on the beach, and thought it was... kind of interesting, and I immediately went to check it out, and I said, well, Mom, he's Dr. Carolyn's husband, and she didn't know that, and I immediately, like, Mom really, 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 really likes Dr. Carolyn, and I love Dr. Carolyn, too, but when I really, really got glommed on to Bob and Ion, like, just immediately, and my mom was kind of like, oh, no, what did I introduce her to? And she thought maybe kind of they were kind of demonic sounding at first, and I was like, no, Mom, this is how I was. But I think my mom sometimes got scared that maybe I was becoming, like, when I had all the Kundalini stuff, she was like, really worried when I was going through that, because it was just, you go into a certain mode, like, you reflect people, and it just kind of, you go with it, and you don't care. You don't care because I didn't care because I just knew I am love, only I didn't, it was even beyond words, it's just, I just am, and so it would freak her out because I would say things and just things would happen. And so when I found Bob and Ion talking through JW and I read about JW's experience with Ion, I thought, oh wow, maybe I haven't even been calling it the right thing. Maybe that was Ion coming through me because it sounded like so similar. And, when I had the experience in my bed. And so when I just started listening to Bob and Ion, like pretty much constant, and started reading about Marshall McLuhan and kind of
how long ago though? I mean, when did you first start listening?
Yeah, it was in March, this last March.
Oh, good. So you're taking a crash course.
Yeah, I love it. I just love it, love it. It's like when I went through the Kundalini thing, I had blown up about 280 pounds about 10 years ago from a traumatic event. And then when I had my Kundalini thing happen, like, I just dropped all the weight really, really fast without even trying. And I became just really, really gorgeous looking. But then it was like it happened so fast. And I have pictures I could send to show the whole transformation. But so when I'd lost all the weight and got, like, pretty much down to my where I would like to be, and I when I look at the pictures, I'm like, wow, I look like a goddess. And then, but I was so kind of up in la la land and not grounded at all that I think I put some of the weight on to reground myself. So I didn't blow back up, but I've been just staying like around 170 pounds for about a year. And anytime I have like a traumatic experience with a man, then I put weight on. But ever since I started listening to Bob and Ion, like, actually it's supported me in helping me to go back down again, because I think it's, I don't know if it just feels very to me.
It's good. Yeah, it's better.
Are you on the drops too?
I only did the sample bottle.
Oh, okay.
I'm broke right now, but I'm not. That's just in this current time space experience, so to speak. I know I'm gonna get them, because as soon as I heard about them, as soon as they started talking about them and I heard what they do, I felt like they were already working, and I was like, this is it. And it started my Kundalini stuff again, and I started having the wave again, and I was all blissed out. Only I was like, this time it's going to be different, because I'm going to be anchored with the bliss. I'm not going to be out in the stratosphere. I'm going to be grounded with the bliss, bringing heaven to earth. So when I heard Bob and Ion's in March, I was just like, wow, everything just clicked into place, really.
Yeah.
And I got the sample bottle, and when I took them, I thought, okay, I'm going to really try to make these last. But every time I took them, it was like they literally just poured into my mouth, and I'd have to, like, tap it off, you know, really, like, okay, I better not, you know, take anymore. So it only lasted me for about 2 weeks, because my body wanted them so much, and then and it just felt so right. And then I did the thing with my finger where I almost cut my finger off.
Oh, right, I heard that part. Okay.
Yeah, and then I've been having some interesting contrasting experiences, but I know they're on the way, and I can feel that they're already here. I just haven't quite seen the experience with my lying eyes.
You know, people who do the rope thing and it's still there with them, I don't know where this goes, but
Jessica,
you, the rope.
Do you have something to write on?
Hey, Sarah.
Hi. Well, I'm going to tell her. I'll give you my email address, and then we'll work out a way. I'll send you a bottle so you can have them as soon as maybe 5 days.
Me? Really?
Yeah, of course. Yes, you're awesome. I would love to do that. Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. I just ordered a big bottle, and because I ordered Matthew's book, I get a little bottle. I mean, I would love to send you more, but I can absolutely send the little bottle, like, as soon as I get it tomorrow.
Even though I don't have any money, I can send you?
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. And Sarah,
will you write my email down?
Yeah.
Real quick? Okay, DOTK777@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Absolutely. Yes, you're welcome.
I had a twin sister named Sarah.
Wow.
But she, I don't know why I'm so, this is okay. So emotional.
It's thing. Okay. It's okay. It's
but
okay.
It's not like you think she, it's weird. People think my name is Sarah, but I had twin sisters that were born a year before I was born, and the one that lived for a day was Sarah. But people think my name is Sarah, but it's not, and how I say it. So I don't know why, but in my I named my first baby doll Sarah when I was little. So thank you so much, Sarah. I know that might sound really weird.
No way, not at all.
Thank you so much.
It's wonderful.
This is Jessica talking.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Jessica Test.
Yes, Jessica Test, a test dummy. Test run.
One, two, yes.
And my middle name is Summer, so I'm really testing in the summertime.
Right. And wow. They got your, it's a real name, Test. It's your mother's husband's name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Sarah Courtney, what do you make of what's happening now?
Oh, wow. I am much too selfish of a person to part with my drops. I'm just so
I figured Matthew's sending them to me for free. Why not send them to her? Because I'm getting my... Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Sarah Courtney, you need to email me again, too, because I lost your email address.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
So I was going to say something.
I'm the selfish Sarah.
You interrupted me.
No.
I can't remember what I was going to say. I was talking about a rope.
It's healthy to be selfish.
It is. Wendy says, don't pay it forward, goddammit. Somebody gave you a favor. Keep it. So, Jessica, when it comes to you, keep it. Keep the drops. Pour them down your throat when you get them.
I think it's healthy to be selfish and selfless if it's coming from a selfish place.
Yes. Yeah, I never understood why can't you be selfish? Isn't it more important to be aware of yourself and self-aware of what you're doing and how much space you're taking up, what's going on around your environment?
Well, people think it's all one way or the other, but they're interconnected.
Yeah, you wouldn't call it self-aware. You become aware of your environment.
Yeah, then it's all self.
It's what? Also?
It's all self.
Yeah,
because it all comes from me.
Yeah, both and. That's the way I like to say it.
That, to me, at times feels suffocating and
what, both and? Both and?
Oh, no, just all the obsolescing, all-consuming part aspect of it.
Okay, I need an example. The obsolescing.
Where you are your environment completely.
Oh, that's... No, you're not. You are it if you're afraid of it and don't understand how you're not it. But if you aren't aware of it, you are it. You're controlled by it.
Okay.
That's the same idea. You know, reality is not what you can see.
Right.
What you think what you see, and you gauge yourself from what you see, you're controlled by it. And it's not real, because you're controlled by it.
Because you're controlling it when you're trying to... Okay.
Yeah, relax not. So that's a simple way to express, you know, through ION, what the medium is. The medium is hypnosis. Well, I finally got my paper sorted. You can now go back and listen to the Evergreen stuff.
Yay! What's
so have we reached the plateau of bonding or something here? So we
Denouement. We're at the denouement. No, okay, we're done.
Yeah, the denouement. That's the thing just before the finale.
I know. Isn't it? That's what I was saying. Okay, encore then. No, go ahead to the clip.
So you know, Bob?
Yes.
When I thought I'd had it with all of the New Age and spiritual, I read Eckhart Tolle and Gangaji and Rajneesh stuff and all of that. And I felt like I had it, and I just didn't read anything. Well, and I still don't read that much right now. Even though I have a ton of books, but I don't really read them. And when I found you in Ion, like, this is really different. And but I had even done I synchronistically kind of seemingly magically connected with one of the producers of The Secret for a while and got involved with
you got involved with what?
Well, with some of the people that were involved in The Secret,
yeah,
and I went to some like this lady, she really liked me, and it's like she wanted to groom me for something, I don't know what, but I did these sessions with her for like a year and a half, 2 years, and